This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy back at it here, you rascals. It's good to be back in the building. Haven't been back in the studio in a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you in the flesh, frog boy.
Oh man. You're a staple of this building, sir.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. I got to tell you, though, school's a brewing, dude, and I am not looking forward to that school traffic.
That is true.
I am not looking forward to school traffic.
That is true. Although I saw them making some change. It won't be done for quite some time, but they were making some changes.
It's going to make it worse.
You think so?
Yes. What do you mean, dude? Anytime they start construction on something, makes it worse down here in South Florida.
All right.
There's no way it's going to be better.
I have to get my tickets ready.
Mm? Lottery tickets?
For the gun show?
No. No, for Wolverine.
You're going after the show?
Oh, man. I've been doing my best to avoid spoilers and any sort of anything. It's hard. I've already seen so many. And this isn't a spoiler for Deadpool, but they had San Diego Comic-Con this weekend. Apparently Robert Downey Jr. is back in the fold. What the hell are we doing here? I can't focus, Tobin. I can't.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Can't look anywhere.
So, Tobin, did you watch?
I started watching, and then
it wasn't great,
right?
No, it was not the penultimate episode that it usually.
I was like,
They rounded up a bunch, anybody can ride a damn dragon.
Yeah, I was a little rats off a ship on it last night, man. To be honest with you. But I was kind of sleepy poos. It was a long day.
You gotta watch it. Yeah. You gotta just watch it at 8 next week.
Yeah,
before the final finale.
I mean, I'll try and give it another go.
This is mirroring the Dolphins season.
I couldn't wait. I was sitting. I had everything ready. I'm not moving.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm just sick of Damon. I'm sick of him.
Right?
Stop with your visions.
Listen, we get it.
You know, Prison, enough.
Damon and Aegon.
Yeah,
that's just Ouellette gotta go. And they both have this like one. He's seeing ghosts, and I don't know why. He think the girl that he's talking to is hitting him with a root or something, and then the other one is trying to off the real king, so he can you know, I think be the rightful heir.
I mean, he seems like he's real king now. I mean, the other guy, you know, he's like,
you know, it's got to happen, right?
Can't even walk.
They got to find out who did it. What happened to the king?
We saw what happened, his brother.
No. I'm saying nobody else knows.
Oh, they got to find out.
The king told him, "I know everything."
Yeah. Well.
So I'm wondering why he hasn't talked enough to tell everybody else.
Maybe he's waiting on that revenge. I don't know.
Mm. I don't know. He ain't. Listen, not for nothing. He's like what's his name? The Boneless. He's done.
The Boneless.
From
That man's a Applebee's appetizer.
No. From what the other show, the Vikings.
No, not the Vikings. I know. He is the Vikings. Yeah, the Boneless Kid.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right, we got some camp tweets. Camp tweets!
Ooh. Wait a minute. Why you had to bring out the big guns to...
Because I want to make sure I got this right, because I have a couple of camp tweets that are exciting.
Oh.
From Omar Kelly.
Really? Let's hear it.
He says... This is a nice battle between Patrick Paul and Chop Robinson today in the first day in pads. Chop's speed doesn't bother Paul, and Chop doesn't have the power to manhandle the 6'8", 320-pounder.
Wow.
Sounds like business is picked
now,
up.
Wait, now, Chop. I'll buy more into that.
The great Paul of...
doing the last week.
The great Paul of Miami?
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
He's a moose.
There you go.
He's big.
Yeah.
He's been.
Are they going to play him at? Where are they going to play him?
Wherever Teron Armstead is not.
All right. Now, here's the big concern. Omar also tweets, a bad QB to center exchange ended Tua's 11-on-11 rep. Him and Aaron Brewer need to work on their exchange. Mm. And then not minutes later, second bobble snap for Aaron Brewer and a snap to Tua.
Oh.
We got issues, boys.
Hey.
We got issues.
Whoa.
We got issues.
Can I just
man, dude.
No, let me explain something.
Come on.
I'm going to explain to you why this happens. Okay? In this offense, the center moves a lot. Right? They move him left, right, pull him. They're very athletic with their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done it in a while, you sometimes step before you snap. Mm. And so these are how these problems happen. They get worked out in camp. That's what you do. It's camp for a reason.
I'm like, this
so
is.
So don't get caught. Don't
I'm
get caught.
I'm a little nervous about it. No, why can't anybody snap right, though, in this offense? Because, like, Connor Williams, he was a mauler, but he has his bad snaps.
I'm going to tell you why.
Eichenberg, forget
it. I'm going to tell you why.
Kept me up at night.
Their center in this offense is very mobile. And it's an added issue to be able to run and snap the ball. It's not like a lot of centers, you snap and you go just one couple steps left or a couple steps right, right? They're pulling, they're running, they're moving. It's a lot of movement. So if you haven't done it, it takes you a while to get acclimated to. It's not. That's what camp is for. Please don't get. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just a little uneasy.
After one, the first day?
This has been a thing. It's been a theme. Week one themes have been two things. Tua's contract, bad snaps.
It'll come. It'll come.
I hope so.
It will. Here. Do you understand that this is what camp is for? Like, if you went through a camp and never had any mistakes, I'd be nervous as hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Mistakes are good?
Because you fix them now. I mean, if a quarterback didn't throw a pick in camp, that means he's not pushing the envelope. He's not trying anything. And I'm going to see you going to have 15 completions for 45 yards. That's what that sounds like.
But we don't have any, for how many snaps should one need to get your snaps right?
If you haven't been in an offense that requires a lot of movement in your center, it takes a minute.
I feel like we need the scene.
Don't get caught up in it.
I feel like we need the scene from Ghost where like Tua is wrapping around Aaron Brewer and making some pottery together, you know?
Okay. I don't think. It's probably other alternatives. They don't need to make a pot together.
Listen.
Oh, you got a little something on your face. And if I'm too old,
I'm saying, buddy, I spent half the day with my hand between your legs. We are not doing pottery.
Okay, Mike McDaniel did address bad snaps yesterday from Brewer. He says bad snaps don't bother him like they used to.
I've become like more wise in my coaching years, and snap issues used to just trigger me to all end. Now the process, I still get triggered, but it's really fast because it is a part of the process that you do have to. That you have to understand when you have quarterbacks and centers and guards playing with different people at the beginning of the camp, and you're using multiple snap counts and you're going against multiple looks, it is something that I'm used to. You wish it didn't happen. But the main thing is you want to see some improvement and development as the time goes on. If you have the same issues with the same players continuously, that's when it's a huge red flag. Otherwise, you're just making sure that the issues that you had are addressed and worked on, and then hopefully those are corrected. We just want them corrected early.
Hey, when's early?
Is that not exactly what I...
Yeah, but then Aaron Brewer goes out there today and he has more issues, so...
Because keep in mind, it is the first day in pads.
All right, so like, well, how many days of excuses does he get?
At what point do I
need to bring in Mike Pouncey for a clinic?
I'm not an offensive line coach, okay? I don't know how quick they should be picking it up, but I do know that I've seen it. Like, it happens.
What about...
Like, it's like when a guy comes in here. I've had guys come to a new team that never did shotgun. Are we supposed to expect him to be perfect at shotgun as soon as he comes in? No, you're going to get a couple of strays.
What are OTAs for? I mean, like, if anything's going to come out of the offseason training program, no, I mean, perfect
it's
snaps.
Different, dude. Want. That's the whole point I was making.
What about this?
It's different.
Hear me out.
It's different doing it with no helmet on and whatever, and then having people in front of you. It's different.
Tell me about what you think of this, all right? We put them indoors, right? And then we turn off the lights in the training facility, and then it's all about feel, right? No senses. No, we just feel pigskin. No.
Here's why. Coaching point. You need to be able to see them to see why they're doing it and correct it.
Okay, but we know why. There just seems to be something off.
No, you don't know why.
You know, some dance partners just don't go well together. Maybe they just need...
One guy, sometimes they move before they snap, and therefore the ball is short. Means that it never gets all the way up. It hits the bottom foot, the bottom hand, which is terrifying because you can break a finger that way.
To his right there with Brew, and he's like, "Hey, Brew, we need to get this under control."
So they'll do some extra work.
Do some extra work, but do it in the dark. All right. So all that
do it in the dark.
Oh, you can do it because it's all about feeling. Really, you're not looking,
dumbass. How are you going to correct it if you don't know what the issue is?
I think the issue seems to be feel right now.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not.
They got to get locked in.
It has. Okay, if the ball's short, then why?
Okay.
Is it because he's trying to step too soon? Or is it because he's trying to get out of there? Or is it because he's short-arming it? Or is it because the quarterback's not giving him opening his hands wide enough and it's not a good pocket? You need to see those things. You can't do it in the dark.
What if?
I love football.
I need your locker room expertise here. I genuinely need your expert opinion on this.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I really do. I swear to God, I do.
I'm giving my expert opinion, and
I swear to God,
as if it's me and nothing.
I just want to know something.
Then why are you laughing?
What? Because you're looking at me funny. Like it's a damn.
No,
giveaway.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at you mad as hell.
It's a damn giveaway.
How's that funny?
What point in your relationship? Okay, Brewer and Tua, they've known each other now 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When can you go up to him and be like, Brew? You're a little too moist.
Oh, okay. A little too moist out there.
When does that happen in the relationship?
If that's what you're worried about, you ain't worried about quarterbacking. Because I'm going to tell you.
Maybe we should double up on the jock strap.
I'm going to tell you. All quarterbacks aren't dealing with a baby bottom filled with baby powder, right? No. It's not, no. It's like you've been out there running around playing football for 2 hours.
I understand. Maybe he's not used to the. It's humid down here. So maybe Brew's just not used to it. He's just like, Brew,
it's true.
A little moist. We gotta go double undies.
So I really don't want to inform you guys. You know what a silent count is?
Tappy tap.
Silent but deadly.
Tap-a-cheek. Tap-a-cheek.
Tap tap. Tap machine.
I know when we do a silent count, this, you know, there are certain offenses where you do silent count and the center does the cadence.
But you didn't answer my question. When is the time in the relationship you can tell a guy is a little too moist?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what the towel on the ass is for.
Maybe they need an extra towel. I don't know.
You know who steals towels? Christian Wilkins. Listen,
I'm more than sure that the fumbles have nothing to do with moisture.
Okay.
Okay? Quarterbacks have been dealing with moisture in Miami for years. So
certainly Tua has, but not Brew.
Really? I'm more than sure he's not been the sweatiest football player. I promise you.
All right. Take a break.
And the good thing is, Tua's not that tall. Just imagine if your quarterback was 6'5 and had to get up in there, right? Yeah. And then he tries to pull out fast, too. He tried to get out while the center's trying to move, asking for problems.
Back up to this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vilani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you concerned with the Dolphins' QB center moisture problem?
How you know it's a moisture problem is why they're missing snap. You made a terrible assumption.
You're right. I am making an assumption, but it's an assumption I don't like.
-1 for assumptions.
Why?
Oh, wow.
-1.
What if I'm right?
For assumptions.
You're not right.
So you don't have any no thoughts on it?
No.
All right, fair enough.
All right, that's fair.
Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Looks moist outside. Oh, you
know what? South Florida, that is never wrong, actually.
Point for Leroy.
I got to tell you, winds are relatively calm. I mean, no winds. It's mostly sunny. And I can't tell which way the breeze is blowing because I can't see no clouds, but it looks like it's coming out of the east. Looks like 5, maybe gusting a little bit more than that. Other than that, probably like 88, 89 degrees. But I will say this. Yesterday started off beautiful, too. And then it rained like it was the end of the world yesterday evening by me. So
did it? Yeah, we woke up with no power this morning. It was crazy. What was the
reason? Really? With no power?
Yeah.
Did it rain like last night?
I didn't hear it rain. I slept through it, but I woke up. It's one of those where, like, you know, my wife gets up to try and she's like, how come the ceiling fan's not working? I'm like, I'm just going to assume we have no power. And then I go to FPL, you look, and they're like, oh, your area will be,
what sucks?
Fixed and good to go in so many hours.
Damn.
Oh, Big Spoon tried to fix something, right? She wanted to get a new remote for the ceiling fan. And now we can't turn the ceiling fan on without turning the light. So we don't have ceiling fan. And there's something about that air blowing on you that makes everything. Yeah.
You can't just do a chain yank?
What's a chain yank?
Usually ceiling fans have they have one for light, one for fan.
No, I don't see. I don't.
Give that a looky loo.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Is yours too fancy where there is no chain?
No chain.
I've never gone with the ceiling fan remote simply for two reasons. One, I have too many remotes. Second of all, I think it's just tried and true. Like, I pick a speed that I know I like. So once I flip it on,
you know, the cool thing about Roku, right? Is that, you know, usually if you have like DirecTV or AT&T or Xfinity, you can just take a remote and just use it for all of them, right? Because we have all Samsung, so it works for everything. Well, with this, each TV is programmed to that one remote. So somebody can't come take your remote because then their TV won't work. So the Roku is only good for that remote, which I like. I don't have a problem with my remote getting. You got to look for your own damn remote.
By the way, you guys fired up.
By the way, Dre got his first bit of lightning.
Oh,
yesterday.
How'd he do? Oh.
Yeah, it was thundering too.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
No, not a fan.
He went outside. Boom!
Tell him to grow up, Peter Pan.
He's 8 weeks.
Time to get good day. He needs to know how to brave
the
elements.
Many dogs don't like that.
That's like 14 in dog years.
Yeah, he needs to brave the elements. Time to get going.
Really?
Yep.
Or he does have fun. There's one of those lizards that lives in the garage. He likes chasing the lizard around. I wonder what they do when they catch them, because they never catch them, but they chase them.
What do you mean, what do? They eat them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes they get too excited.
Unless I take it away. Like Sunny Bunny, when she takes out an iguana, she'll like want to show me, obviously, because she wants me to be proud of her, and then I take it away and I throw it. She gets really mad at me. But what do they do? Yeah, she did. She did catch it fair and square, but... You know, it's got to go. I don't want her to eat the iguana.
Like, Sunny Bunny, it's catch and release.
No. Can you imagine? She's like, look at me. Look what I did. Look what I caught. And you're like, oh, yeah?
Well, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't want her to eat an iguana. She's not a hyena.
It's chicken in the trees, though.
I don't know.
There's an iguana in my backyard, actually.
I don't know if it's good for her tummy. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that's true. Got to watch out for the guanguans.
I always thought that dogs couldn't eat raw food until Zeus took a whole tenderloin and ate it off the.
They're wolves.
Oh.
They can handle it.
So why do we have a hard problem with outside dogs?
Huh?
When you see a dog walking the streets, like that's his natural habitat.
Like, why do we have a hard time just seeing a dog with no home?
Yeah.
No, it's because usually they don't get to eat.
I know, I hate it, but I'm just saying, we have domesticated them to where they can't take care of themselves.
I mean, you're giving the dog a lot of food. Yeah, that's the domestication. You feed those dogs. They're not used to fighting for their own meal. But as far as digestion, I think they'll be okay with a little raw food.
Other animals do it.
Who?
All other animals.
Eat raw food.
Just find a way to get food. My dogs, they get free. They want to swim in the lakes.
Dude, guess what? You know, humans don't exactly ace naked and afraid either.
gonna figure it out.
First of all,
you're not wrong.
First of all, naked and afraid people have that look. Right,
right. Like, I watched Naked and Afraid when I was in a hotel recently because it was on, and they're like, and she's like, "I'm getting clothes for this one."
Oh,
I'm like, why not just have clothes for all of it? I thought Naked and Afraid you had to be naked,
right?
But you just
they can make clothes.
Yeah, she can make clothes. I'm like, oh,
right. So, and the thing that kills me about that is the bugs.
Ah,
yeah. They're always getting eaten up by some kind of bug.
Yep.
Sure, like, not to mention, I don't know how they do this, because sometimes they'll show like a bear and they'll see the eyes in a from afar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm like, but wait, the cameraman's there too. Right? Yeah. So is he not terrified?
Nah,
they gotta be somebody with a sniper rifle though, right?
He's got a zoom. He's good.
For sure.
They're also probably suited for that.
Can I just say, you know how long I would last in Naked and Afraid?
You wouldn't.
I would be
if you were forced to apply for Naked and Afraid.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I don't even think you'd make it over there. I don't think you'd get off the truck.
I wouldn't go. They get dropped off in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. Take off all their clothes, and then the truck leave.
Yeah.
And then they start looking for ants.
No, see,
protein.
How long are they supposed to be naked and afraid for?
It's like, they have different ones.
You got to be naked the whole time, but just afraid for the things that are really scary.
That's right.
No, but I'm saying, like, how long are you out there in the wilderness?
28 days. Well, they have to usually find a pickup area or something like that. Or
they got like 28 days to make it to the pickup area that's 20 miles away or something.
28 days?
Yeah,
you can't make it 28 days. Or like, how do they celebrate? I love when they go buy some water and catch a fish and they celebrating. Like, dude, China. You don't even know if it's a good fish.
Small wins.
You know this China guy had a bad...
Naked and afraid. You would last 12 seconds.
This member of the Chinese team who did
I would last longer than you.
He's absolutely crushed.
He's crushed.
No, you wouldn't.
You want to know how you did a bad routine?
I would just put mud all over my body and do some Terminator stuff. I mean, some Predator stuff.
Oh... This guy, you saw him in Great Britain, did not do well there. He fell.
What's up with him having just these shorts on? Like, what are you doing? Are you going for a jog or are you playing some Olympics? What are we doing
like
here,
a lifeguard
dude?
Here.
Yeah. Wait, what is he? Oh, he don't have the whole long outfit?
No, but whoever was doing the rings for China, he was, he must have not did good because he faked it. He goes,
Just FYI, they only wear the long stuff when they got to do stuff where their legs hit the apparatus.
All right. Sorry, dude. I didn't realize you were Mr. Gymnastics over here.
No, but that's why he can wear shorts.
But the guy is, but the guy in China who was doing the rings, he didn't do good because once he finished, he was like,
shoulder.
You know, you could tell that was a sympathy play with his coach because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to get reprimanded.
Yeah, you're doing your best out there, buddy. I know. No, didn't look good.
You know what? There's two things I can't watch with you guys.
Ooh.
Football and gym and Olympics.
Why?
Because you sound crazy.
No, we're going to watch Olympics. Are you coming in tomorrow?
Oh, okay. He kind of did.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to watch Olympics tomorrow, dude, because we got Olympics on in here. It's great.
24/7 Olympics, baby. Competition.
That's what's crazy. They got Olympics all day.
Nonstop. Take a break. Back after this.
Back again. She's back.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Who do we got up here for Team USA, Marcos? Do we know who this is competing about the... Is he going on the parallel bars?
Whoa! Yes, he is on the parallel bars. His name is...
Don't worry about it. I don't want you to make it up.
Ah, I was.
Kicking butt, though. Let's mix things on up, huh, dude?
Oh! Sorry, I'm supposed to have the... music ready. I was too busy trying to find another channel. Couldn't find other Olympics, so I have bowling. I hope that helps.
Oh, wow. That has a Ninja Turtle shirt on.
Yeah, right?
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Don't love that Great Britain has passed us, by the way, in the scoring.
How does this keep happening? Every time I look, it seems
is this the is this the finals or the qualifying round?
I think this is the finals.
Because you know the Olympics actually start before the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I think this is the final.
You call that a pommel horse? This is a pommel horse.
there, love.
How long do you think you could be on a pommel horse?
I don't know. Zero?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, did you not, like, have you seen what they're breakdancing in the air?
that's what you...
They are. Are they
not? Why did I picture that?
Seems like that's what they're doing.
This guy had a good routine, though.
He's a First of all, have you ever tried to do that scissor leg thing?
That's what that is.
You would blow all your hammies out. Because you got to be so flexible to do that.
Yeah.
Man. Nice double footy stick. Oh, he stuck that landing, dude.
That's important.
Take that, Great Britain.
Whoa. My favorite is the stall. When they spin around and they go.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what these judges. Anne-Marie and Carl Richard.
Oh, yes.
Two proud papas. Papa and mama. Two proud parents.
Oh, they're excited. So am I.
Oh, Frederick Richard, what are you? What is the score?
What is
Perfect?
The score? Let me hear it.
No.
He nailed it, dude.
Oh, he stuck that land.
I think he just took us back from the Britons.
Yes.
Wow.
America.
So is this the team event?
Freddie Richard. Look at him, dude.
Good job, Freddie Richard.
Atta boy, Fred.
Oh, what he got?
Wow.
Pretty good.
Difficulty. No penalty points.
No penalty.
Execution.
Yes.
Good job by Frederick Richard.
Total score.
Now it's time 14. To wipe off the pecs.
Yes.
Oh, good luck, China.
That was pretty good.
Zhang Bong is on here. About to hit these rings.
Man, they're bouncing back. I look, they're on rings, they're on the parallel bars, they're on
the Yes, the team competition. Team. I think you take like the top three of all performers in each each event, and then you add them up.
It's like best ball.
No.
What?
What do we got in the mixed bag today?
Oh, let us hear from the money man.
Give the man his monies.
This is Tua on. So happy this long process is over.
It's long, brother. It's like I said, it's not as easy as, oh, yeah, here, let's just throw $1 million over here. Like, let's just, you know, give you this number here. Like, it, there's just so many semantics that you know, and loops that you got to go through, you know, to get something like that done, especially trying to, you know, maneuver other contracts around if you're trying to do that. There's just so many things that you got to go through. But I'm happy that we got this thing done. It's unbelievable.
That dude, let me just tell you something. Being in that room yesterday, that man was cheesing.
He's got new teeth.
New teeth and 200 milli.
Wow.
He was happy.
That's a good reason to smile.
Come a long way from I don't not feel wanted.
All right. Look at him now.
Look at him now.
And talk about mobility. You know, he's listening to
the
boy.
You think when Flores gets the news, you think he's like, big mistake.
Yeah, for sure. Where is Flores, by the way?
He's the Vikings Minnesota? Defense coordinator.
That's right.
Is it Minnesota or?
Yeah. No, it's the Vikings.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Nice.
Minnesota. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
All right, let's stay local for this one. I gotta admit, I recently purchased for 70 whopping buckaroos college football 25.
Oh!
Purchased it and have been addicted, just as every other person has been. But I have my eye on a game coming out in a little less than a month by the name
Dig
of
Doug?
Madden Frogger? 25. Dig Doug is out. Frogger hits a little too close to
Feels
home.
Feels like the Madden buzz is not as great this year because of a college football game, yeah?
Indeed, the Madden buzz is down, but...
Plus, who do they put on the cover? Was it that dopey Josh Allen? Is he on the cover this year?
He was on the last one.
Ah,
who's on this McCaffrey year? Is on this one.
Big mistake.
Okay. Intangibles. But best wide receiver in the game joins the 99 club, Mr. Tyreek Hill. This is his reaction to joining the 99 club.
Don't judge me, but I've never opened one of these things in my life.
After receiving a care package from Madden, this was his reaction.
Tyreek, Eli Manning here. On behalf of EA Sports and Madden, I want to welcome you to Madden's 99 club for the first time. Who would have thought you and me, two of the fastest players in NFL history, would be doing this right now? You're one of the most electrifying players in football, and you proved that again this past season.
Thank you.
119 receptions, 1,800 yards, 21 touchdowns, and a 99 speed rating. To celebrate, we sent you and the 99ers a few gifts. Congrats again. We hope to see you back with a 99 overall next year.
Let's go. That's pretty awesome, man. That is pretty awesome. Coming from the GOAT himself. It's a great day, man. You know, to be able to become part of this club and always saying that I never want to create a 99 player of myself. So here I am, a 99 that I do not have to spend time on creating. This is me. And I get a controller. Oh, and a necklace. What else? What else they got for me?
Wow. Sounds like you got a lot of treats.
First member of the 99 club.
All right.
Tyreek Hill.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, I mean, deservedly so.
Eli Manning was a 99?
No way. never
really? 99. Do you have to ask yourself that question?
Not even a 99.
I found it surprising.
No. He called him the
Although
GOAT.
Although I did. He said I did the GOAT himself. With somebody when I told them Eli did more for his two championships than Peyton did for his two.
Oh, somebody got mad at that?
Yeah, it's a fact, though.
Who did? Speak their name.
One of the guys.
Speak their name. Wow.
No. He's like, Eli's a better quarterback. I said, that's not what I said.
That's not what I said, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos, in the mix? Baggy bag.
Got a little bit of sadness. Mm-hmm. A little bit of sadness. I mean, if you're happy for him, that's one way of looking at it. But Peter Bendix, you done it again, my friend. Miami Marlins, you done it again, my friend. Shipping off easily the best player to none other than your rival, the New York Yankees.
Well, you got to be good for it to be a rival. They ain't your rival.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. There's no rival that the Marlins have.
I wouldn't say they've been a farm system for them lately, though, sending off Stan and Chisholm.
Actually, it seems like we're friends, but either way, this is Jazz's reaction to getting traded to the Yankees.
My reaction when I found out I was being traded here, it was great. I mean, I found out that I was going to go to a contending team, a team that was in first place fighting for a playoff spot. And, I mean, I'm excited to play in October for the Yankees.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Usually they say, baseball. Oh, man, I love my time in Miami. He like, peace out, deuces!
Yeah, somebody was asking, I was like on Twitter. Now, I think I should have clarified this a little bit more because people were like, oh, what's he going to be with the Yankees? And I said biggest star in baseball. Yeah. I didn't mean best player, but he's going to be a star now. Like, I feel like New York is going to
He does go in there with the most personality of anybody on that team,
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Like,
shared trauma.
I don't know if it's going to be liked or loved by the New York fan. Bobo in the Bronx would be, he strikes out. You feel that summer breeze? It's Jazz Chisholm. 1-for-5 again?
Wow.
But man.
You do the same thing you did? I love the way. Wait a minute. I love the way you talk about.
He's going to actually have
parts
to,
of the country. Well, and you do the same thing.
He's going to have to actually deal with baseball fan criticism up there. Like, it's not like down here where if Jazz Chisholm hits you with a 1-for-5 golden sombrero, no one cares.
I mean, wait a minute. They do have Stanton on their team.
Well, when he plays.
Okay. Okay. How's Bobo from the Bronx thinking?
The last time we got someone from Miami's, he was porcelain.
Fun to watch, though, huh?
He Anyone? Is fun to watch.
Anyone?
He is fun
All
to watch.
All 82 games, you get to see him.
Well, you know. He's been healthy this year. You got to give Jazz credit. He has stayed durable.
Oh no, I was talking about.
Oh, you can't give Stanton credit. No, I mean, he's made of glass.
Yep.
I mean, he basically has had a mask on for the last. Stick him up.
Who is it? It's Stanton again with a rubber hamstring.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, isn't it weird for somebody like that to pull a hamstring when you never look like he never seems to be running?
If you look at his injury history, his last three major injuries documented, April 16th of last year, hamstring. June of this year, two times, hamstring. August of 2020, hamstring. July of 2020, left hamstring. So, of all his injuries.
But how hard is. He doesn't run that hard. He ain't stealing bases or nothing.
Yeah.
It's been like that. He just says he's got a hamstring just made out of peanut butter.
Maybe he should put down the bench press and start doing some leg press.
Maybe.
Yeah, since 2019, his injuries have been a majority leg. It's knee, right quad, hamstring, quad, calf.
Don't forget about face break.
That was before. This is just the injury history with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. They haven't even. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, look, the Marlins are obviously selling off. They're terrible. Now, they have won a couple of series. Like, ever since all this fire sale has started, they've won a couple of... They won a series against the Orioles. They won a series against the Brewers. So they've won series against very good teams, first-place teams.
Wow.
They had their... This was a bad weekend for it to happen, but they had their second cycle ever yesterday.
Yeah.
Xavier Edwards gets the second cycle in franchise history. That means you're already marked to be traded, because the same thing happened to Arise.
Yeah.
He finally does something, first time in 30 years. They're like, yeah, we got to get rid of this
guy.
Got to
get rid of this guy. He's too much success.
Count your days, X.
Love that.
What else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
Thus far, we've done football. We have done baseball. Let's get a little basketball talk in there, shall we?
Oh, no. Don't talk about that game yesterday.
Well, I will have to refer to some Team USA activity. We mentioned this briefly on the show earlier. Grant Hill had to answer for the Jaylen Brown conspiracies. This is what he had to say.
I spoke to his agent. I don't know if that was before or after things went out on Twitter. I think this idea that there's a conspiracy theory. I always love a good conspiracy theory. But, you know, it was really, truly a basketball decision. And these are tough decisions, you know. But having gone through this with the FIBA competition, You want to find the right balance and the right pieces on the court that we needed. And not to say that he wouldn't have been good. There's a lot of guys. You can go on a list of guys who are very capable and very, very, you know, very qualified. But, you know, for where we were, it was the right decision. And Derek White, I think, will help us as we pursue gold.
All right.
Hmm.
Well,
I ain't buying it.
That's exactly what someone a part of a conspiracy would say.
I ain't buying it.
Jaylen Brown.
No way in the world you can tell me that Derek White fixed that team better than Jaylen Brown. Ain't buying it one bit. I don't know why. Look, they can pick who they want. But you look crazy when the MVP of the Eastern Conference Championship and the MVP of the finals, right, is not there.
Jaylen Brown.
His teammate.
Jaylen Brown tweeted, Grant Hill calling me a conspiracy theorist is disappointing. I've been VP since 21 years old. I have a great understanding.
Wow. True. He is very smart, I found out during this finals. He is much smarter than all of us. But still, no spot on the team, baby. No spot on the team.
I like this has turned into some Celtics fractioning, you know?
For sure.
You know, one could say Eric Spoelstra went to Steve Kerr and goes, we really need Tatum. What do you mean, Spo? He goes, I mean, we got the guards. We got KD. What are we going to play Tatum for? You know? It's crazy. It could be, you know, Spo could be... Just, I don't know. I feel like he's making moves. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Who do we got up here for Team USA, Marcos? Do we know who this is competing about the... Is he going on the parallel bars?
Whoa! Yes, he is on the parallel bars. His name is...
Don't worry about it. I don't want you to make it up.
Ah, I was
kicking butt though. Let's mix things on up, huh, dude?
Oh, sorry, I was supposed to have the music ready. I was too busy trying to find another channel. Couldn't find other Olympics, so I have bowling. I hope that helps.
Oh, wow! That has a Ninja Turtle shirt on.
Yeah, right.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Don't love that Great Britain has passed us, by the way, in the scoring.
How does this keep happening? Every time I look, it seems
like... Is this the finals or the qualifying round?
I think this is the finals.
Because, you know, the Olympics actually start before the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I think this is the final.
You call that a pommel horse? This your pommel horse. Dear love.
How long do you think you could be on a pommel horse?
I don't... Zero?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, did you not... Like, have you seen what they're breakdancing in the air?
that's what you...
They are. They
why did I picture that?
Seems like that's what they're doing. This guy had a good routine, though.
First of all, have you ever tried to do that scissor leg thing?
That's what that is.
You would blow all your hammies out because you got to be so flexible to do that.
Yeah.
Man. Nice double footed. He stuck that landing, dude.
That's important.
Take that, Great Britain.
Whoa.
My favorite is the stall. When they spin around and they go.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what these judges. Anne Marie and Carl Richard.
Oh, yes.
Two proud papas. Papa and mama. Two proud parents.
Oh, they're excited. So am I.
Oh, Frederick Richard, what are you? What is the score?
What is
perfect?
The score? Let me hear it.
No.
He nailed it, dude.
Oh, he stuck that land.
I think he just took us back from the Britons.
Yes.
Wow.
America.
So is this the team event?
Freddie Richard. Look at him, dude.
Good job by Richard.
Atta boy, Fred.
Oh, what he got?
Wow.
Pretty good.
Difficulty. No penalty points.
No penalty.
Execution.
Yes.
Good job by Frederick Richard.
Total score.
Now it's time
14.
To wipe off the pecs.
Yes.
Oh, good luck, China.
That was pretty good.
Zhang Bong is on here. About to hit these rings.
Man, they're bouncing back. I look, they're on rings, they're on the parallel bars, they're on.
Yeah, it's the team competition. I think you take like the top three of all performers in each each event and then you add them up.
It's like best ball.
No.
What?
What do we got in the mixed bag today,
Frog Boy? Let us hear from the money man.
Give the man his monies.
This is Tua on. So happy this long process is over.
It's long, brother. It's like I said, it's not as easy as, oh, yeah, here, let's just throw $1 million over here. Like, let's just, you know, give you this number here. Like it, there's just so many semantics that you know, and loops that you got to go through, you know, to get something like that done, especially trying to, you know, maneuver other contracts around if you're trying to do that. There's just so many things that you got to go through. But I'm happy that we got this thing done. It's unbelievable.
That dude, let me just tell you something. Being in that room yesterday, that man was cheesing.
He's got new teeth.
New teeth and 200 milli.
Wow.
He was happy.
That's a good reason to smile.
Come a long way from I don't not feel wanted.
All right. Look at him now.
Look at him now.
And talk about mobility. You know, he's listening to the
boy. You think when Flores gets the news, you think he's like, big mistake.
Yeah, for sure. Where is Flores, by the way?
He's the Vikings Minnesota? Defense coordinator.
That's right.
Is it Minnesota or?
Yeah. No, it's the Vikings.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Nice.
Minnesota. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
All right, let's stay local for this one. I gotta admit, I recently purchased for 70 whopping buckaroos College Football 25.
Oh!
Purchased it and have been addicted, just as every other person has been. But I have my eye on a game coming out in a little less than a month by the name
Dig
of
Doug?
Madden Frogger? 25. Dig Doug is out. Frogger hits a little too close to
home. Feels like the Madden buzz is not as great this year because of a college football game, yeah?
Indeed, the Madden buzz is down, but...
Plus, who do they put on the cover? Was it that dopey Josh Allen? Is he on the cover this year?
He was on the last one.
Ah,
who's on this year? Christian McCaffrey is on this one.
Big mistake.
Okay. Intangible. But best wide receiver in the game joins the 99 club, Mr. Tyreek Hill. This is his reaction to joining the 99 club.
Don't judge me, but I've never opened one of these things in my life. So.
After receiving a care package from Madden, this was his reaction.
Tyreek, Eli Manning here. On behalf of EA Sports and Madden, I want to welcome you to Madden's 99 club for the first time. Who would have thought you and me, two of the fastest players in NFL history, would be doing this right now? You're one of the most electrifying players in football, and you proved that again this past season.
Thank you.
119 receptions, 1,800 yards, 21 touchdowns, and a 99 speed rating. To celebrate, we sent you and the 99ers a few gifts. Congrats again. We hope to see you back with a 99 overall next year.
Let's go. That's pretty awesome, man. That is pretty awesome. Coming from the GOAT himself, it's a great day, man. You know, to be able to become part of this club and always saying that I never want to create a 99 player of myself. So here I am, a 99 that I do not have to spend time on creating. This is me. And I get a controller. Oh, and a necklace. What else? What else they got for me?
Wow, sounds like he got a lot of treats.
First member of the 99 Club.
All right.
Tyreek Hill.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. I mean, deservedly so.
Eli Manning was a 99?
No.
No.
No way.
No.
Never. Never.
Really? You have to ask yourself that question?
Not even a 99.
Found it surprising.
No. He called him the
Although
GOAT.
I did.
He said
I did
the GOAT
get
himself.
With somebody when I told them Eli did more for his two championships than Peyton did for his two.
Oh, somebody got mad at that?
Yeah, it's a fact, though.
Who did? Speak their name.
One of the guys.
Speak their name. Wow.
No. He's like, Eli's a better quarterback. I said, that's not what I said.
That's not what I said, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos, in the mix? Baggy bag.
Got a little bit of sadness. Mm-hmm. A little bit of sadness. I mean, if you're happy for him, that's one way of looking at it. But Peter Bendix, you done it again, my friend. Miami Marlins, you done it again, my friend. Shipping off easily the best player to none other than your rival, the New York Yankees.
Well, you got to be good for it to be a rival. They ain't your rival.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. There's no rival that the Marlins have.
I wouldn't say they've been a farm system for them lately, though, sending off Stan and Chisholm.
Actually, it seems like we're friends, but either way, this is Jazz's reaction to getting traded to the Yankees.
My reaction when I found out I was being traded here, it was great. I mean, I found out that I was going to go to a contending team, a team that was in first place fighting for a playoff spot. And, I mean, I'm excited to play in October for the Yankees.
Wow.
Great. Wow. Yeah. Usually they say, baseball. Oh, man, I love my time in Miami. He like, peace out, deuces!
Yeah, somebody was asking. I was like on Twitter. Now, I think I should have clarified this a little bit more because people were like, oh, what's he going to be with the Yankees? And I said biggest star in baseball. Yeah. I didn't mean best player, but he's going to be a star now. Like, I feel like New York is going to
He does go in there with the most personality of anybody on that team,
For sure. Like,
sure trauma.
I don't know if it's going to be liked or loved by the New York fan. Bobo in the Bronx would be, he strikes out. You feel that summer breeze? It's Jazz Chisholm. 1-for-5 again?
Wow.
But man.
You mean do the same thing you did? Like, I love the way, wait a minute. I love the way you talk about
he's gonna actually
other
have
parts
to,
of the country.
Well,
and you do the same thing.
He's going to have to actually deal with baseball fan criticism up there. Like, it's not like down here where if Jazz Chisholm hits you with a 1-for-5 golden sombrero, no one cares.
I mean, wait a minute. They do have Stanton on their team.
Well, when he plays.
Okay, How's Bobo from the Bronx thinking?
The last
about that?
Time we got someone from Miami's, he was porcelain.
Fun to watch, though, huh?
He Anyone? Is fun to watch.
Anyone?
He is fun
All
to watch.
All 82 games, you get to see him.
Well, you know. He's been healthy this year. You got to give Jazz credit. He has stayed durable.
Oh no, I was talking about.
Oh, you John can't give Stanton credit. No, I mean, he's made of glass.
Yep.
I mean, he basically has had a mask on for the last. Stick him up.
Who is it? It's Stanton again with a rubber hamstring.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, isn't it weird for somebody like that to pull a hamstring when you never look like he never seems to be running?
If you look at his injury history, his last three major injuries documented, April 16th of last year, hamstring. June of this year, two times, hamstring. August of 2020, hamstring. July of 2020, left hamstring. So, of all his injuries...
But how hard is... He doesn't run that hard. He ain't stealing bases or nothing.
Yeah.
It's been like that. He just says he's got a hamstring just made out of peanut butter.
Maybe he should put down the bench press and start doing some leg press.
Maybe.
Yeah, since 2019, his injuries have been a majority leg. It's knee, right quad, hamstring, quad, calf.
Don't forget about face break.
That was before. This is just the injury history with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know. Look, the Marlins are obviously selling off. They're terrible. Now they have won a couple of series. Like ever since all this fire sale has started, they've won a couple of. They won a series against the Orioles. They won a series against the Brewers. So they've won series against very good teams, first place teams.
Wow.
They had their. This was a bad weekend for it to happen, but they had their second cycle ever yesterday.
Yeah.
Xavier Edwards gets the second cycle in franchise history. That means you're already marked to be traded because the same thing happened to Arise. He finally does something. First time in 30 years. They're like, yeah, we got to get rid of this
guy. Get rid of this guy. He's too much success.
Count your days, X.
Love that.
What else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
Thus far, we've done football. We have done baseball. Let's get a little basketball talk in there, shall we?
Oh, no. Don't talk about that game yesterday.
Well, I will have to refer to some Team USA activity. We mentioned this briefly on the show earlier. Grant Hill had to answer for the Jaylen Brown conspiracies. So this is what he had to say.
I spoke to his agent. I don't know if that was before or after things went out on Twitter. I think this idea that there's a conspiracy theory. I always love a good conspiracy theory, but you know, it was really truly a basketball decision. And these are tough decisions, you know. But having gone through this with the FIBA competition, you want to find the right balance and the right pieces on the court that we needed. And not to say that he wouldn't have been good. There's a lot of guys. You can go on a list of guys who are very capable and very, very, you know, very qualified. But, you know, for where we were, it was the right decision. And Derek White, I think, will help us as we pursue gold.
All right.
Hmm.
Well,
I ain't buying it.
That's exactly what someone a part of a conspiracy would say.
I ain't buying it.
Jaylen Brown.
No way in the world you can tell me that Derek White fixed that team better than Jaylen Brown. Ain't buying it one bit. I don't know why. Look, they can pick who they want. But you look crazy when the MVP of the Eastern Conference Championship and the MVP of the finals, right, is not there.
Jaylen Brown. Over
his teammate.
Jaylen Brown tweeted, Grant Hill calling me a conspiracy theorist is disappointing. I've been VP since 21 years old. I have a great understanding.
Wow. True. He is very smart, I found out during this finals. He is much smarter than all of us. But still, no spot on the team, baby. No spot on the team.
I like that this has turned into some Celtics fractioning, you know?
For sure.
You know, one could say Eric Spoelstra went to Steve Kerr and goes, we really need Tatum. What do you mean, Spo? He goes, I mean, we got the guards. We got KD. What are we going to play Tatum for? You know? It's crazy. It could be, you know, Spo could be just, I don't know. I feel like he's making moves out there in France. Now, obviously, KD was awesome yesterday.
Yeah.
KD's always awesome.
Yeah, but his first game back. Came back from injury. Lit it up. Perfect.
A bucket waiting to happen.
Meh. I got a bone to pick with Serbian coach. Okay. Didn't play baby boy, first off. Didn't start him. We had another Bogdanovich out there. And I'm like, ugh. Again. Enough of these brothers. The Bogdanovich is this. Bogdanovich that.
Schmieden says Tobin's being real quiet about Bam stinking up the joint. He's not stinking up the joint.
Stinking up the joint.
He's not stinking up the joint. Okay. Dude actually plays. He's the only guy he's the only big man who can go out there and not have a gazillion fouls. Mm. What do you want him to do? What do you want to do? Stop giving the ball to Kevin Durant?
Take some of those threes yourself.
I did like the play where he shot the three, bricked it so hard that he got it back himself and then just jammed it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Don't worry, Nico. I know your ankle's not feeling good. You come back, we're going to give business to Puerto Rico.
But look at this. He averaged 8-5 during their 5 exhibition games in 17 minutes.
Who?
Bam.
Bam? Yeah.
What more do you want? 17 minutes, 8-5? I'll take that. Solid.
Plays on the floor with you know, he's, by the way, he's not sitting two cheeks on the bench like Embiid is.
Fine. He'd find a way to flop if he was on the court anyway.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. Back after this.